In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
That's just
I've tried to put those on. I bite them off.
Every week, Talia, it's a new hygienic
Sorry.
Issue.
Is that in the vaping? I know.
It's a new hygienic issue?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, whoa.
It's
what
fine.
Hygienic issues do I have?
Some people aren't into hygiene.
Brush.
That's fine.
I've won two brush, hygienic
it's
issues.
Two, yeah.
The brushing my teeth and I brush my okay.
Minimum once a day.
I brush my teeth minimum once a day, but I don't always brush it before I go to bed.
And we've got problems
okay.
because of that.
I usually do, but I don't always do it.
Caucasians are really doing something these days, aren't they?
All right.
Okay. Let's go.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Well, I appreciate the honesty, even though it's disgusting.
I'm very honest. And I bite my
She's
nails.
She's not kidding.
Those are my things.
Yeah.
I bite my nails,
I smell
too.
Rather good.
Couldn't
you
be.
You smell often. Rather good. Be confident. I smell good.
No, I do smell good.
Okay, good.
Whatever.
You don't smell bad.
You smell amazing.
Give me a sniff after.
Bad bites. Bad Vibes with Talia and Alexis.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hey, ladies. We could call them baddies. That's what I call my followers.
Yeah, I was never
because
a
it's bad.
Yeah, you always say
you're
that.
Not a baddies person, because but you're just not.
Yeah, just there's not. A reason for that.
You're like more of like a hey bitches.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you say any. You don't greet people. You're just there.
Right.
Right.
So, you know.
Okay. You were in L.A. this week.
I was in L.A. this week.
My hometown.
Your home? I can't believe you're from there.
Why?
Because can you believe you're from
no,
there?
No, it makes no fucking sense.
No.
I have nothing in common with that place.
No, but I think I do.
Yeah?
I'm superficial. I like space and I love designer. I love everyone there was fitted. Everyone there had something designer. No, actually they weren't fitted. Outfits were not great. Just bags. It was just like Gucci, Fendi, everywhere.
They were accessorizing.
Like, they were accessorizing.
Right.
But I love the sun. I love that. I don't love the driving though. Like I had to take Dramamine with me everywhere.
Ugh, of course.
Fucking disgusting.
Welcome to my childhood.
Oh my God.
Back and forth to school every day, throwing up on the side of Olympic Boulevard.
That's humiliating.
Weekly. I was always throwing up. Yeah.
Really?
I was sitting in the car every day
and then
from
the
West
sun.
Hollywood to Santa Monica.
Mm-mm.
Hours in the car I spent. I wrote an essay about that, applying to college, about the hours and hours I spent sitting in the car contemplating my life and throwing up.
That's all that there is to do. In
That's
Los
childhood
Angeles,
in
California.
LA. But I'm glad you had a great time. The weather's
I
fantastic.
Did. Well, it wasn't while I was there. It was cold as fuck during the week. It was
what?
45 degrees.
Oh, 45 see, that
degrees.
Feels warm to me now.
I mean, it's warm. Yeah, I was fine. I was right. out there in short sleeves. Everyone was like, oh my God, puffer season. But I was like, okay, I am upset because at one point it was 67 degrees here and I was in LA in 45 and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I didn't sign up for this.
Ugh.
But because that also happened when I went to Miami last month. Like, it was cold while I was there and I'm like, right. I'm trying to escape this.
Yeah.
So I had a great time. I went for work and then I stayed for the weekend and had the greatest time.
I am very jealous.
Yeah?
Yeah, you spent some time by the pool.
I sure did.
I just miss the sun on my face.
It's a beautiful feeling.
I know. And I miss home. It's my home.
It is. When are you going back?
I'm going to try to go back in the next couple of weeks, but I'm definitely going back in April. I'm going to go to Coachella. Ooh,
I think I am too.
Really?
For work.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, so that means they're like paying for it?
Yeah, of course they're paying.
I'm going to figure out a way to get it paid for.
Well, of course you are.
All right. Okay, I'll figure it out.
Coachella. So you're going to go home during that time?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's also Passover.
Oh.
So I already was going to go home for Passover. And then I found out Passover was Coachella. So I'm going home for Coachella. And we're going to do like an early Passover or something.
The two LA holidays.
Yeah, exactly. I used to get school off for Coachella.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. It's a thing from my high school. We're known for it.
But like, you were in high school.
It was. People were going to middle school. It's all ages, first of all. Coachella's all ages. But Yeah, no, the first time I went, I was 15. Yeah.
That's while.
Yeah. I was sober the whole time.
Well, of course. Okay.
Are like, no, completely. Like, I wasn't really into that stuff in high school, but I didn't really realize that I had the best weekend of my life, and I didn't know that you were, like, supposed to go and do substances.
Supposed to be, like,
now I certainly will not be sober at all. Good. But it's because, you know, I guess there's, like, less chemicals in my brain as I get older that, like, allow me to derive pure joy while sober.
Pure joy in a sweaty
pit. From this experience. Yeah, exactly. So, no, I went to Coachella when I was, like, 15. And it was like a thing at my high school. You'd get 3 days off.
What the fuck? Like, was it? That's absurd.
Like you didn't have to go Friday and you didn't have to show up Monday.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody's parents paid for that. 100%.
Somebody's parents paid for everything that happened at my school. Yes. It's called corruption. But yes. I went to a great high school. It was so much fun. But it was bougie.
Damn.
And everybody was there. Like the teachers were at Coachella.
Not the teachers.
Everybody was at Coachella. If you ever needed, have you been?
No, but I have the 2020 wristband because obviously as soon as Frank Ocean was announced, I purchased that immediately.
Right.
And I have my tickets still, but, you know, they're not honoring that this year.
Yeah. Coachella, I'm going to be honest, it kind of sucks now.
Sounds like it.
I don't mean to be that person who's like, well, back in my day, it was good. But no, it really was when I used to go in like 2015, 2016. It was actually good because people weren't there to post the photo. Mm-hmm. It was like right before the shift into like, influencers are the big thing, like, and they're all being invited. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They have these big influencer parties there now. It's kind of an influencer event.
Yeah.
But before that, they also sold, I want to say like 30,000. They expanded the grounds by like a mile, which really doesn't make a big difference because nobody's populating that area that they expanded. Mm-hmm. Everyone's still in the same spot. But they sold like a couple thousand more tickets.
Oh.
So now the whole thing is like, you can't move. Like, it's really shoulder to shoulder.
I don't do well in those situations.
It's no fun. It's no fun. But, you know, if you can get yourself a nice little VIP something.
If you can get it paid for 100%.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, I'd only go for free, I think.
Okay.
Well, then. I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll put it out into the universe right now. I'd like to go for free, too.
Yeah, if anybody wants to take me. But, okay. You and my dad switched places this weekend.
Oh, he was here. I saw that. That was a really funny TikTok you did. How everyone in the theater was liberal dads and Jewish daughters.
Yeah, my dad, like any other dad, took me to see David Byrne when he visited me in New York, which is so great. Cute. Huge fan. No, we've been having fun. We had a screaming fight on 14th Street. We had a screaming fight at dinner. I cried both times.
Oh my God, you cried?
I'm an only child. People need to get this straight. It's very hard for me to hang out alone with my parents because their only focus in life is me. And there's just a lot of pressure.
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, exactly. You have 7 siblings.
My mom didn't know where I was this week.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I used to make that happen a lot. There's a lot of times I don't know where I am, but that's because I wouldn't communicate. Mm-hmm. No, it's not fun for me to hang out with my parents as an adult the way that I think it is for people with siblings because people with siblings can like, not talk about only themselves the whole time.
And then like offload, you know, banter, whatever.
Exactly.
So
we don't really banter.
Evolved into fighting?
It naturally does. It was not even fighting. It's just like he frustrates me. Mm. He's a lovely, I have a great relationship with my parents. They're so great. But we like fight. Tensions get high because they are so worried and also excited. And they want to know what's going on because I'm the only kid. Mm. If they fuck me up, there's nobody else. And I don't think they're worried about fucking me up, but they worry about my safety. They worry about whatever. I am also like, I wish both of them, they have hobbies. I wish they'd get a couple more. I wish they'd get a dog. I wish they'd just like do something else.
Maybe you should get them a dog.
They would never allow me to like get the dog for them. They have to make the decision. But like, you know, my mom wrote a book 1 year and she works on that now with the promoting of the book. And my dad loves to ski and he loves music. But I wish there was even more. I wish they had more friends. I wish my mom would write more. I wish they would just like do more shit. Because clearly it's not enough to get them off my fucking back. Like they're so interested.
Yeah.
I wish there was another kid. I wish they'd do like Big Brothers Big Sisters and like adopt a kid.
They should do that.
I would love if they adopted a kid right now.
I think you should ask them too.
I would love for them to, mom and dad, they listen to this. Please adopt a child.
They can have some of my mom's. Yeah, I think she's overwhelmed.
No, seriously.
They can have some of hers. They're like 7. You want some 7-year-old twins?
Yeah.
I think that they'd have a great time.
No, they love that. They love that. I think they need like something to breathe some new life into our house. Like, yeah. They're such good parents. They love to be around kids. They should have more.
They should
have.
Yeah, they should.
I don't think they're like physically capable.
But I can imagine why your dad was stressed out about you after you murdered a rat.
Okay. Can we talk about it? Yeah. Are you okay? Is your stomach going to get a little?
I might need a trash can, but I'll be okay.
All right. Well, I've been getting hazed ever since I moved here by this city. I moved in the worst possible time to move. The weather sucks. If you don't live here, you don't like. I've never lived in a cold place in my life. I'm from LA. Mm-hmm. You were there this weekend and it was cold, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I would do anything for that weather now. I'm like, so, oh my God. Like, it's, I don't know. It's been okay, but like, it just hasn't been that enjoyable in terms of, it hasn't been New York. Because it's freezing.
I mean, yeah, so. This is the bad part of it. I got here this morning and I walked to the train this morning to go to work. And I was like, why the fuck do I live here? Like, this is awful. And it's beautiful. Like, the sun is just shining down on me. Right. And then it's brick. Like, right. I can't. Like, it's awful. So I agree with you. But it's been just, hazed.
Yeah, I've been getting hazed. And everyone knows what happened with my Con Ed bill. And you know I had a shitty week last week. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Did I have a shitty week? It got worse.
Was this right after you walked home from dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I got dinner with Alexis. Thanks, Mom, by the way. My mom bought us dinner.
Appreciate you.
So it wasn't right after because, you know, I'm kind of I'm a night owl. I like to be out at night. I understand how that's unsafe. I have pepper spray. I walk with one headphone in and I walk around my block. I stay close to home. But I love to be out 2-3 in the morning. Okay. It's weird. It's just what I need to do. It's when nobody's outside. And, like, that's what I do to clear my head and go to sleep.
Proud of you.
And that's my thing.
Sorry.
I try to be as safe as possible. It's okay. It's okay. But that's what I do.
Okay.
So everyone knows in New York, that's when the rats are out. Okay? All the little rats. I try to be cautious, walk on main streets so I don't see the rats. And I got into I was just, like, doing a little jog, like, trying to get tired, you know?
We need to get this girl some fucking Ambien because what the
I never
hell?
Sleep. I don't sleep. So I'm running and there's a rat running across the sidewalk. A big rat, like a mutant rat. One of these New York City like sewer rats. It's like a foot long.
Oh my God.
Fat rat.
No.
And the rat. Oh God, I'm getting flashbacks. The rats like to scurry across and they'll always like start scurrying across the sidewalk when you're walking there because you like they hear you and they think they need to run away from you, so they run across you.
Yeah, they do.
I'm running and I'm at this point where I can't stop short. I can't slow down, and there's a rat running right across, and the rat and my feet meet at exactly the same time, and I stomp. My foot comes down right on the rat.
No.
When I tell you, I'll never. It's muscle memory. I'll never forget the feeling that I had. Like, I'll never forget hearing it squeak.
It squeaked.
I'll never forget feeling it flatten under my foot and my ankle, like my heel rolling over it. I'll never forget turning back and watching it seize on the side of the road and flail around until I finally watched the life leave its eyes.
Man.
I am traumatized.
I'm traumatized.
But that, I feel like, was me getting initiated to this fucking city.
I've never murdered a rodent. Yeah. And here, you know, I guess.
I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy.
Bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, he died right
what
there.
What did you do?
I went straight home. Well, first I made a TikTok. You can go watch it. My TikTok is the same as my
name.
So
you have to respond to trauma these days.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It was kind of funny, okay? But. Then as soon as I got off the TikTok, you know, I'm sobbing on the TikTok. I'm like, this is fucking funny that I'm crying right now. I walk home. I take my shoes off immediately in my stairwell and I throw them down the trash chute.
As you should.
I was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Mizuno's. You were good to me. Then I go into my place and I just can't sleep. I can't stop thinking about the rat scurrying around on the side of the road and the little tail seizing in the air.
Mm-mm.
And I decide I'm just not going to sleep. So I deep cleaned my apartment.
Oh, good.
Yeah. What else did I do? I watched some shows. Oh. I did a deep fucking clean, like Mr. Clean Sponges deep clean.
Oh, that's when you know, uh-huh. When you bring out that magic eraser.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up really early in the morning, 6 a.m. My friend was coming back from a guy's place. She had slept over. So she texted me and I happened to be awake at 6 a.m. She's like, I want to get coffee right now after our all-nighters. But on the way, I decided I'm going to stop by the scene of the crime. I need closure. I needed to see what I had done and say my goodbyes and say a little mourner's cottage.
Were you sure he was going to be there?
I was positive he had to be there. Where else could he have gone? I watched him die. I saw the blood. The blood was there.
Mm-hmm.
But the body was gone.
Ooh.
I know. I'm like a murderer returning to the scene of the crime, like fucked up to watch the funeral. I wonder if their family
came. Oh, ew.
Somebody came and carted him away.
That's terrifying. Yeah, okay.
I know.
Seems like you're just, every week it's something new for you.
Do you see how I'm like dead in the eyes?
No, it's the way that you had that troubled neighbor. Then you had
She saw, oh my God, my neighbor saw my TikTok.
No.
Yeah, she won't speak to me anymore. Yeah.
Did you do a TikTok about her?
I mentioned her in a TikTok forever ago and she told me that she had no social media.
Oh.
And I mentioned her, which was wrong and I should not, but she's a grown adult and she's made me very uncomfortable on numerous occasions. Like, it's really inappropriate. And I said, I have a neighbor who is mentally unwell, but you know, I thought she'd never see it. And she saw me say that,
Jesus.
Which I can admit that must hurt. And I'm so sorry, but also I do like, this is comedy. This is my life. I vlog about my life.
Hey,
if you're going to make me uncomfortable and not stop bothering me, I should be allowed to talk about it once.
Yes.
But she saw it.
At least capitalize on it.
Yeah. So
capitalize on the discomfort.
So we're not friends anymore.
Well, goodbye to her.
Yeah.
Anyway, then you had your Con Ed, but you're just struggling.
I'm struggling.
I need to get you out of there. I don't even know how to help you.
Thank
so
you.
Sad.
Thanks. But everything Sorry else is fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm going to a comedy show later.
Fine.
It's going to be fun.
That's exciting.
I'm having, you know what? Things are looking up.
Is our dry spell all right?
The dry spell has not ended. We'll see.
We'll see. You got plans for tonight?
I have a date tomorrow night.
Fun.
He's really cute too. He looks like James Marsden. I think I did.
I think you did.
Yeah, this guy. Oh, my God, we have to get to the rest of the shit, but okay, I'll give a quick synopsis.
Quick synopsis, because it's good.
This guy was with his family at this place called Fiddlesticks in West Village.
I guess
the parents were visiting or something. I don't know. Somebody was visiting, and it was like the cousin or something comes up to me and says, "Will you go speak to my little sister or whatever she was? She wants to talk to you. She likes your TikTok." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Go over there, talk to the family for a while." They're like these sweet, probably Jewish Midwestern parents who were like so intrigued. And, oh my God, how do you make money from this? Mm-hmm. And the whole time this guy who pulled me aside is like pestering me. Like he's like fucking with me. And I was like, that's cute.
You love it when they fuck
with
you.
I like when they fuck with me. He's like, I've never seen her before. I don't recognize her. I'm like,
you're funny.
Of course
you haven't, Brad.
I like that. That means you don't have social media. That's hot.
We love that.
So yeah, he was cute. He's like 31 or something. And he gets my Instagram and now I'm going on a date with him. And then I was at a bar and he had asked for my number via Instagram. I'm responding and I'm sitting bored at this bar.
Yeah.
I press send with my number and like, see you Tuesday. And I look up and there he is.
He's just looking
at the bar and he's looking at my messages on his phone. He's like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll see you Tuesday.
You and another person over 30.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, we will be on standby for an update next week as to how
it
goes.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Okay.
Ugh,
I'm excited.
My 30-year-old. God. Yeah. This is pretty young for me, honestly.
I mean, yeah, I agree. It really is.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, everybody. So now it's time for a vibe check. Mm-hmm. And this week we're doing a vibe check on college, deciding where you want to go, how you know, the people who are really annoying after college, to people in college, staying friends with people before and after college. And it turns out that we have a voicemail asking us for our advice on this very topic.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Talia and Alexis. So basically, I need advice on my future. I am a senior in high school, and before you're like, oh, her life's so boring, she's a high school student, let me explain my dilemma. So I am from a small town in the Northwest where I am, you know, the queen of like 200 people, but I know I need to leave this town because my inevitable downfall is coming and everyone's going to be like, you're a loser. Anyways.
I love the self-awareness.
I don't know where to go to college and if I should choose like the southern, like sorority party life that's like glamorized on Instagram, or if I should choose like the smaller East Coast institution life, or I just don't know. So I need your guys' advice.
Yay. Well, we're here to give it to you.
I love this question.
I love the self-awareness, too. Yeah. Inevitable downfall.
You're right. You are the queen, and it is going to change. Exactly. So you might as well get out of there while you can.
Even the Queen of England. She's got COVID. So. Anyway.
I'm so fucked up. I couldn't even finish drinking my thing.
College. How did you decide where to go?
I thought that I wanted to go super, super far away for many years. I tell people I wanted to study abroad for 4 years. I wanted to go to NYU. I really liked the idea of Boston. I looked at every college in Boston. And then my parents forced me the weekend of Coachella.
No.
They said, instead of Coachella, we're using your 2 days off to go up to see UC Berkeley. I was like, fuck you. I was livid.
Yeah,
okay?
I bet you were.
We took the 1 hour plane ride up and I was like head against the glass crying. Couldn't believe I was missing Coachella. And so I didn't want to like it. Mm-hmm. And I remember being on the tour. And mind you, I was looking for in a school. I wanted a big school, sports, Greek life if I decided I wanted it. But I wanted it to be near a city. I wanted the campus life. And I wanted it to have a great newspaper.
That's all of where my school was.
Yeah. No, I looked at Northwestern too. Yeah. I really like Northwestern. And I saw this school on the tour. And I was like, I had to like put on this face because my parents were there. So I was like scoffing at everything. But I was texting my friends the whole time. Like, I'm going to come here. I have to come here. Mm-hmm. And I was so committed to going to that school that I think I did something that I wouldn't advise anybody to do, which is I completely put all my eggs in one basket. I only applied to a couple other schools, 4-year schools, because my college counselor made me, because she wanted to maintain the 100% matriculation rate.
Of course.
But I was committed to either going to UC Berkeley or going to Berkeley City College and transferring to UC Berkeley.
Wow.
That's how much I liked it.
That's absurd.
Yeah. I can't. I have the video of when I got in. We'll have to post it.
Wow. That's so cute.
I know. I screamed and cried. The neighbors thought that my mom had like died or something because of how I was screaming.
Jesus.
Anyway, how'd you choose Northwestern?
So I was all about the prestige, all about the Ivy League clout. Mm. I went to a very elitist boarding school and like everyone was about like, okay, best schools, like Ivy League vibes. And so originally my quote dream school was Princeton. And then I realized that Princeton, I would fucking hate my life because it was in New Jersey. And no offense, but I mean, I'm from St. Louis. I'm not from like the most fun city in the world, but Jersey, I'm good. And then it was just, they told me, and I was, okay, we have to think about this in context. Cause I was going to college in an election year. And I'm from St. Louis, which at the time was like a very, you know, racially, like there was a lot of issues happening in St. Louis. And like, I was coming into my little activism phase. And then I would be matriculating in 2016. And at this point, we all thought Hillary Clinton was still going to be president. And like, we all know what happened after that. So my college counselor was like, Alexis, you can't go to Princeton. Like, there's too many Republicans at Princeton. Like, you're not going to be okay. Like, people are racist.
No, that was something I considered too.
And like, it's true. So either way, I don't know what I want to do because like I only chose Princeton because it was number one in like U.S. News and World Report, which I did have memorized at the time. Same. And
I had all the acceptance rates memorized.
Of course, of course.
Obsessed.
And then I'm from St. Louis, which is pretty close to Chicago. It's like a 5-hour train ride. And one weekend in October of my senior year, I was extremely depressed. And I was like, I fucking hate this fucking city. Like, and I have some family friends who live in Chicago and they're very invested in my life. So it's like, can I just like come visit the schools in Chicago? And I did it to get out of class. And I visited U Chicago, heinous.
Awful.
Humiliating.
Don't
terrifying. They were so sad.
It was so sad.
I was like,
there.
I cannot be here. The vibes were awful. And then I went to Northwestern and I fell in love immediately. I was like, oh my God, I love this fucking school. It's so amazing. It's so beautiful. Like they took me on the Lakeville where there was a lake. It was stunning. It was only 5 hours from home. And you could transfer between things very easily at this school, which I did 4 times. And it was very, I really liked that. I'm a Sagittarius. I need options. Right. So I loved that. And I love that it was close to home and everything. So I became obsessed and I applied early decision with 2 weeks notice. Like I went visited on October 15th and ED's November 1st. And I got in, but I just remember, I feel like I manifested it because I was like, oh, I'm whatever if I get in, whatever. And like I did and no one thought I would. So my whole school was like, she's stupid. She won't get in. Like
really?
Girl, trauma. Like it was bad. And then I did and I was like, fuck you bitches.
I was upset. I think I manifested it in the sense that like I could not imagine my life if I hadn't gotten in. Like I was so upset. And I don't recommend this to anybody. Whatever you're doing, if you're applying to college right now, like don't get so obsessed with the school that you cannot see yourself not going to the school. I don't know what would have happened, but I guess
it's getting more competitive these days.
Dude, I know. And they're cut for UCs. They're cutting like 10% or something of admissions. I don't know. Like it's a huge deal.
That's wild.
Anyway. So obviously a lot of thought went into both of our decisions and a lot of thought is going to go
into yours. In terms of one visit.
But we remember like the back of our hands, what it was like obsessing over the acceptance rates, obsessing over the prestige of the schools and what, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I am team huge school, but you're saying your comparison is between a very small school, like a liberal arts and a big Southern experience school, like Greek life school.
Yeah.
You don't have to have that.
You don't have to have either
one. It can be a big school and not be that experience. I went to UC Berkeley. I went the sorority route, which we can talk about in a different episode. And so did you.
Not today.
Not today. We're exhausted.
I can't get into that.
But it could. They had 40,000 students. There was something for everybody. You could make it such. You can always make a big school feel small.
Period.
But you cannot make a small school feel big.
Never.
And you will never feel so trapped as you do your senior year at a liberal arts school. Oh my God, my friends were miserable.
Miserable. Everyone I've met who went, like my high school was liberal arts. Like I've read like every Shakespeare play. It's like fucking traumatizing. But the thing is, they all would push me to go to these liberal arts schools and shit like that with 2,000 people. There's people whose high schools, each class is 2,000 people. And
that means you know everyone, by
exactly.
The way.
And because within Northwestern, I felt like I knew everyone and it was 8,000 people.
Right.
And like, I still feel like it's a medium-sized school. And by the end of it, like, you're ready to go, as you should be. But the thing is, like, the liberal arts people only hang out with, like, high school friends and then like other liberal arts colleges now. Like you don't ever go out. Like I feel like if I go out with Northwestern people, you'll meet people from a bunch of different big schools. Mm-hmm. But the liberal arts people,
they stay together.
What do they do? Yeah, they click up.
All the like the Kenyan Vassar people hang out.
Exactly.
It's just, look, if this is what you want, and we're not saying our advice doesn't apply to everybody, but this is a particular person who could go either way.
Yeah.
So if you want a liberal arts school and that's what's going to make you feel good, go do your liberal arts. Maybe a big school is not right for you. But for this girl, it sounds like she was raised in a small, big fish, small pond. And you can
as
be.
As was I. My high school graduating class was 16 people and I'm from fucking
St. Louis.
Like it's very small, but like, and I went to what was quote a big school of 8,000 people and I found my groove very easily there. Mm-hmm. But I would say that like going to a school of 50,000 people, there are people who struggle with that too.
Right.
But like you said, you can always make a big school small.
Right.
And I will say, do not necessarily, unless you are 100% sure you want to be a fucking doctor, which after the first quarter of Orgo, I'm sure you will not feel the same way. Don't choose a school based on the major.
Nope.
Because I switched 4 times. Everyone I know,
Jeff switched. You're gonna change
your mind. Everyone switches. Like, it's a very common thing to switch because you're fucking 17. Right. You don't know what you want.
You don't know what you want to do. And also, at the end of the day, even if you care so much about this field of study, every school has something like that.
Yeah.
My school didn't have a journalism major and I went in thinking I wanted to be a news anchor.
Mm-hmm.
All I cared about was that they had a student newspaper. Then you'll get to do what you want to do. Yeah. You'll get that education. Every school is going to have that academic, you know, as long as it's not like a special, like the Iowa writing school or something.
Exactly.
You are going to go to a school that has a variation of whatever you want to do. So forget about the fucking academics for a second.
Exactly.
Think about your quality of life. This is where you're going to make some of your best friends. I changed personalities like 4 times in college. Mm-hmm. My best friends are from there. I've had so many formative experiences and relationships. It was the time of my life. I have a tattoo dedicated to my college. I loved it. But
unpopular opinion. Like, you need the big school. Like,
I think you need.
It's just not the same experience.
And also, we were close to big cities. Yes. I think that was major for me. Like, because I didn't have the culture shock of moving to New York and going to the club for the right. first time. Like, I feel like it was so. I love Northwestern 100%. Like, best school. I loved it. But, like, you do need a bigger place. You can experiment right. and, like, get access to more concepts that you would not have, like, felt. Previously, right. I don't fuck with a liberal arts school.
No,
I don't.
Because no offense, I talked to my friends who went to them.
Sorry, Allie.
They got no this offense. Great. They got this amazing.
I know. They got this amazing academic experience, and they met their friends, and it was right for them. But like when I talk about my, it sounds like listening to this girl and what she wants. She wants an experience like what we had.
Yeah.
Like I can say, and I think that you'll agree, I had the best fucking college experience. I did it right.
I think you did.
You did? You
I
did
feel
it
like
right.
I did it. I think I did it okay.
We left satisfied. A lot of my friends who went to liberal arts schools did not get that. They had like high school again. Mm-hmm. Like they had, it was fun. They made lovely study. Friends, but they kind of just like studied and were like.
And well, let me tell you something. Have I used a single thing I've learned in college in my life? Not
it's
one.
About the social stuff and how you like change in college. It's not about the academics as much.
But you should definitely go. I definitely think everyone should go to college. I feel like I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, don't go.
I don't know. I disagree.
I feel like a lot of people should go to college because I feel like it's a better incubator for the changes that are going to happen in your mindset from 18 to 22 than
That's
like
a good way
just
to put
working.
It.
I don't incubator. Think that like you need the education. I don't think you need the money. If you can get good financial aid, et cetera, go. Like, I had great financial aid. Shout out to Northwestern University. Shout out to all you donors. Not me, though. Another way that I decided where I wanted to go to school was a way you also used, which was the Betches Love This College, which is how we both discovered Betches. The Betches Love This College articles they would do. And like, what? We were like not old enough to go to college at all, but I was reading that shit. It was the Bible. Like, truly believed everything that I saw there.
They never had a UC Berkeley one, but the Michigan one was so fucking funny.
Michigan was good. They had Syracuse, too. Yeah. I was waiting for a Northwestern one.
I don't know. It was just like...
It was all those schools.
Yeah.
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 Like, they had Tulane,
all the places where Long Island and LA girls go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking funny. It was so good.
It would tell you, like, where they hung out, what sororities they were in. And, like, that's all you need to know in college.
Yeah.
So great. It was some good shit. I loved it. But so they never had a Northwestern one, so I had to make that decision on my own.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's super important to, like, just... And also, just don't hold yourself to who you were. Who were you freshman year when you got to school?
I was batshit fucking insane. Okay? I was crazy.
Okay.
But I was having the time of my life. But I was... literally insane. If you're trying to, if this girl seems like she wants to stay the big fish, she's worried about being a loser. If you go to a big school, I'm living
Greek
proof.
Rank?
Oh, I'm on Greek rank.
I'm on Greek rank. Yeah, I was on that shit.
I was in the number one. Well, tied.
As was I. We were also tied.
Yeah, we were tied with Kappa.
Yeah, I was Kappa.
You were Kappa?
But we were tied with Theta.
Mm.
And then Tridel. But Tridel was for, like, the weird girls who pretended that they, like, you know, like, I don't know, were interesting, but they were all from Westchester.
We could,
like,
talk so much shit on
put your overalls on.
I had a great time, though.
Oh, I had a great time, but except for the races.
Yeah. Well, there's ups and downs. But I just think that, like, freshman year, it's not who I am now. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, thank God. I was a totally different person. But it seems like this girl wants to be big fish still. Mm-hmm. Let me assure you. I'm living proof. I went to a school with 40,000 people. All these fuckers knew my name.
Bitch.
Not for the right reasons, but they knew who I was. I was popular.
To all the Berkeley group chats that are just going to start talking shit once they hear this sound.
I'm not saying they were talking about me for the right reasons, but people knew who I was. I wasn't totally anonymous. And you could be. You could choose to be that. In a lot of communities, I was there. But in, like, the Greek life community, there were a couple thousand people.
Or you can
people
choose.
People knew who I was.
Or you can choose, like, a theater. Like, God love you. The theater kids at Northwestern.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I couldn't go anywhere. They were fucking awful.
That's like, who I wanted to be before I went into the journalism thing. I wanted to do cherubs over the summer at Northwestern.
Oh, my God. Fucking cherubs. Because I was a tour guide, so I would stay in the summer and, like, see. Oh, Lord. It was a mess. Anyway, I'm so sorry to the theater community. I've been traumatized by too many theater majors, like, talking too much. But you can be a big fish in that community.
Right.
There was probably these queen bee theater bitches that I would have respected, but I knew nothing about them.
Right.
You know? So I feel like you can
everyone
go bigger.
Has their
go bigger.
People. I had so many different groups. Mm. I had so many different personalities that I switched through.
First of all, visit a lot of places if you can. Second of all, go bigger and don't hold yourself to who you think you're. Go bigger right. So that you have more flexibility to not hold yourself to who you think you are right now, because that's going to change.
Go bigger so that you have some wiggle room.
Yeah, have some
wiggle room. Grow. College is for growth and you need space. And sorry, unpopular opinion, but Alexis and I do not think that you have the space to fully grow somewhere in like rural fucking Ohio with 300 students
reading
and one dining hall.
Like, okay, yeah, whatever.
You don't. Different experience. Have fun if you like that kind of thing. But if you are like us, and it seems like
and
you
please
are.
Please do not put a fucking review being like liberal arts school is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Good.
I'm sure it was.
Good.
I'm sure it was. I don't want to hear about it.
But this girl's like us. She's one of us. She needs
us.
A big school. Doesn't have to be Southern.
Doesn't
but
have,
go.
We don't need
out,
to get into
go,
the Southern the Southern ones because that's a whole other situation.
Oh my God, you're going to have so much fun. Ugh, I would do anything to be a freshman.
So fun.
Do anything.
Not me, but all right.
I'd
rather be 45 and like a real housewife.
Really?
Oh my God, I'm so ready for my Real Housewife era.
Oh, I want to vomit.
I'm going to be so good at it.
I would do anything to be 19. All right, let's go.
Okay, I think that's all.
Well, we know why you're really here, you fake bitches. We know why you clicked on this.
It's to hear the one and only Hello Teffy. Tell
Teffy's
us the
there.
Tea.
She's you guys
here.
Know Teffy.
You know who she is. And if you don't, what the fuck?
I walked into our office today. I saw a big pink hair. I was like, what? She's here.
She's here.
Oh,
and she's
my
gorgeous.
God. She's so beautiful.
Her skin was amazing.
She was glowing.
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 I was impressed. I was very impressed. And
amazing.
So if you don't know her, at Hello Teffy is a TikToker, let's just call her a content creator because that's what she is. But all about pop culture, all about, you know, especially the early 2000s and educating us young bitches about what the fuck went down back
right.
in the day.
She was like one generation of pop culture above us. So she has more of a scoop on things that we got sort of a secondhand knowledge about.
Exactly. Like Britney Spears was obviously huge for us, but like I was like not old enough to know what was going on.
I didn't see Britney Spears grow up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she did, and we love her for it.
Oh,
because she tells us the tea in the best way possible.
She's great.
So
let's bring her in.
Let's bring her in right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
All right. Can we get down
are
to
we
business?
Recording?
We're good. We're going. How are you feeling right now?
Anxious, but that's
why
all.
Why are you anxious?
I've just had a crazy work day, but
start from the
that's
top.
That's how we work. That's how we. Oh, girl, I'm not going to get into it. We don't need to go into the corporate world right now. Let's stay in TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I meant anxious about the fact that your favorite person in the world,
my
one of my favorites,
TikTokers.
But her favorite.
You, I didn't know you were going to out me like
oh
this.
Oh my God,
she
it's
is
me.
A so
big,
disrespectful.
Big fan.
I was like, who is it, Meryl? Who is it?
It's me.
No, no
it's
you. When I take baths, like I'm doing a self-care relaxation, mm-hmm. then I like scroll through
baths
the whole
when you,
thing.
Oh, sorry.
And then I scroll.
Shut up.
Thank you.
That was good. I scroll through the pop culture mm-hmm. and you just teach me like the Tiger Woods situation. I had no
it
idea.
It was a situation.
I had no fucking clue.
Hold on. If you don't know who's, we didn't say
whose
voice.
Oh, we didn't know.
If you don't recognize this voice and you're not on social media, you're not on TikTok, you're a loser, whatever. Otherwise, you would recognize the voice. The voice is Teffy.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
At Hello Teffy on TikTok and Instagram.
You should be following.
And if you aren't, go follow her RN.
Yeah, you'll scroll through. You specialize in talking all about pop culture, but also we know a lot about your life and you inject so much of your personality into this stuff, and we get your storytelling angle.
Thank you.
Talking a little bit of shit, but a lot of objective truths.
It's a lot of shit. You can say it.
It's a lot of shit, but it's objective shit.
We welcome shit talking in this house.
You're talking objective truths about stuff that we all want to get educated on. Mm-hmm. Just for the people who don't know.
Right.
Quick little background.
I'm a Cancer.
It's a tough time.
All right.
Well, what's your rising?
I'm a Beyonce rising.
You're a... Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you.
I that means that's why you've gotten all the shit done in the last like year, right?
All the shit done. You know, it's crazy to me because I always ask people, I'm like, do you think I'm working hard? I feel like I could do a little more.
That's what Beyonce would say.
Yeah, and then they're like, you posted a 32-part series. And I was like, it could have been 40. We'll never know.
Yeah.
What's the longest part series you've done?
I'm going to say this with all the love in my fucking heart. Can I say the F word?
Obviously.
Right. Say anything you want.
All the fucking love of my heart. People were in my DMs like, Teffy, finish Amanda. It happened 10 years ago. Give it a Google.
Amanda Bynes.
They just want, but it's the control they have over me that I would be like, I can't check my phone tonight. I'm too scared. So that one was, I think, like a 38, 39. Jesus. Do you know what that was like to title that part 39? I was like, have you no pride?
Well, they want your voice to share it.
Right.
Yeah, they do. What is the research that goes into this?
You don't even fucking know.
I can imagine.
I'm always curious.
So a lot of it is coming off the old noggin. Because why would I store math when I can store Elsie and Heidi's feud? Why would I do that?
Right.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the stuff that we're talking about in pop culture are things that, like, I survived. No. But there are, like, somebody asked me, a child asked me, is it true that you saw Mean Girls in theater? And I'm like, why are you making it sound like, where were you?
Did you actually?
Did you?
Holy fucking shit. Yes, I was 14. No, I was a freshman in high school.
Did people love it as much as they do now?
I saw Legally Blonde in theaters for my fifth grade. It's like I'm saying like Casablanca. Like, whoa. And then the train came towards us and we all ran out of the theater. We were horrified. Yeah, so I feel like there's a big like 2000s nostalgia and I survived it, you know? I was in the mud, but I made it out. And there's a lot that we talk about. There's a lot of the way that we talked about women and celebrities and, like, just basic, like, human beings in ways that, like, we would never do today. For example, like, there's nobody... I have seen Paris Hilton's and Britney Spears' vagina more than my very own. Like, there was a time when it was always... do you remember? It was always pictures of them getting out of the car and they didn't have any panties on. And which is their freaking right. Air it out. Whatever you want to do. It's none of my business. But people were, what we see now from footage is that they were literally going under their skirts and we were blaming them. Mm. And we're like, how could they do that? Whatever. So I think there's like a dynamic, there's like a thought process there that's like, no, it's fucking weird. If a stranger with a camera today went up your skirt with a camera for money for Us Weekly, which if you watch my TikToks, you know, I thought was United States Weekly for many years.
U.S. Weekly
news to me.
You called that?
U.S. Weekly because it's of U.S. news, and I think it makes perfect sense.
It's national coverage.
It's national coverage. Thank you.
I didn't know why NT Lawyer was NT Lawyer until you told me it was Entertainment Lawyer. You've heard about this guy, right? This is so up your alley.
The blind. He breaks down stuff, but it makes my head hurt. So when it comes up, I go, I enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
Right.
You know?
But you are telling people what the side of pop culture that we actually saw, like the stuff that we saw, and you're kind of correcting this history.
Not correcting, but I think the way that we talk about people is important.
Right.
Like if it wasn't for social media, how would we have remembered Britney Spears?
Right.
You know, like that's important. So, and I think mental health is a big deal. And I feel like we can hardly handle like somebody subtweeting us or making a shady Facebook status about us. Much less like a tabloid. So when we talk about like mental health and like child stars, which what the fuck?
Yeah.
That shit is weird. Yeah,
it's crazy.
But yeah, so like Amanda Bynes, God damn it. That was so long.
I know.
People were like, get into the wigs, get into the tweets. I'm going to be here for 46 years.
You there were. Was,
she called everybody was, ugly. She mm-hmm. called everybody ugly.
Yeah.
Not me.
All right.
Just a quick recap on how you got into TikTok okay. and how oh, you yeah. grew this account, because you're a superstar. Oh my God. As my mom says, superstar. Is that what she said? That's from Boston. You're a superstar. So how did this quick, how did it start?
Well, I want to say like social media manager, but I was a receptionist. Let's be real. They were like, you get to manage our social media and sit at the front. So, so I was there and I was always like, I was like a greeter for this company, this production company, Sandbox and Dune. And they like merged together. And I saw all these creative people coming in and out, like producers and directors, photographers, makeup artists, hairstylists. And for the first time, I saw creative people. And I grew up working in wardrobe styling, right? And that was like that's a whole other animal. But these people, maybe it's like New York, because I grew up in Miami.
Obviously. Pink.
Yeah, obviously. So for the first time, I was watching these people say, that's not my vision. That's not what I want to do. And if you want to go in that route, like, don't put my name. Don't credit me. Like, I don't want to have any part of it. And I was like, that's so fucking dope. That's so dope to, like, own your creativity and, like, trust yourself, right? Because as women, why would we trust ourselves? We don't know for fat. We don't know. We don't. Right. Well, I have no idea what my body looks like.
It's true.
Thanks. It's no, correct. I say it's good.
I mean,
it's
the body just makes it's all there. But, yeah, there's no evidence that women should trust themselves.
Thank you.
There.
We'll Eve ate the apple, but whatever. So I started sharing a lot on Instagram, like, doing Britney Spears breakdowns, because out in 2019 is when we started figuring out, oh, this isn't cool. Like something's happening right under our noses. So then I got a friend of a friend reached out to somebody who was starting a new show, like a new kind of like content creation hub or whatever. And they're like, hey, you can't seem to shut the fuck up. So I referred you to this producer and she wants you to like audition to have your own show. And I went and I showed up and they're like, okay, here's a timer. Like they put a timer in front of me and they were like, here's 15 minutes. So it's counting down from 14:59, right? They didn't even give me the last second, stupid. And there were people in the audience, like full audience. And I said, whatever. And the Met Gala had just happened. And so for 15 minutes, I talked about Harry Styles wore a lace top. And I hate it because it looked like his nipple never ended. You can't tell when it ends. So it just like looks like one big old nipple. And then I was talking about that. And I went on, I think, for like a minute or two, like I just kept going. And then people, you know, like clapped. And I was like, oh, my God, thanks. I was like, this is a pretty big company. And they're like, no, those are the other people auditioning. And I was like, shut the front fucking
And they
door.
Clapped for you?
They
oh, my
did.
God. That's
but
very
they were like
nice.
Bloggers and like comedians, stand-up comedians and bloggers and whatever. Right. Whatever the fuck else. Yeah, right. Like broadcast journalism majors, yeah. Whatever. That shit. Influencers. And I was the only one that got hired. And that was amazing for me. So I was like, okay, maybe I can be paid to be myself. This is literally all I know how to do. I don't have any other skill set. The social media accounts that I was running, not good. Gotta tell you. But so from there, I had this show and they told me I could hire anybody. So I hired my best friend, Molly. And her and I like built this whole show together. And then March 13, 2020, they were like, hey, COVID's here and it's over. So I was like, that's fucking trash.
Jesus.
fucking sucks. And it was like a live show every day. So we'd meet at 7 a.m. and then we'd do the live show at noon. And then the next day all over again. It was
what
great.
Time were you getting up?
So I had to be there at 7. So I was waking up at 7. So from then on, I had all this material that Molly and I had written together and just things that I wanted to say because I'd already gotten to the flow of like kind of sharing my thoughts. And at this time, TikTok was not what it is. It was a bunch of like cops dancing and being fucking cringy. And I fucking loved it because it was great. You'd remember?
I remember. I was a TikTok brand ambassador in college.
Stop.
Like, I was like, it was like people were so
How
mad
old are
at
you?
Me. We're both 23.
So, yeah. We're 23. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay. Amazing. Yes. Okay. When you said in college, I was like, that's fucking weird because that would mean, okay, that's fine.
But it was weird, like in college, I got made fun of for doing it. And then now, of course, now, here we are.
Yeah, so it was something, it was completely different. It was like a whole different demographic, right? You know, so I loved it. But then I saw the change start to happen during COVID. And I was like, okay, let me get on top of this. And I just started talking. And I didn't really think about it. And yeah, that's how it happened, I think.
That's how most people, I think, start to find their climbing up in the numbers moment, is when they finally just start being themselves and they realize that they can be themselves, and that's the best skill that they have. And you're very, you know, of course, talented in that. You can do that's that. You. It's just you.
Stop. I think you're talented too.
Sorry. I just wanted you to say that.
it is super powerful to just realize, like, it's okay to be yourself and then, like, be praised for that. But, like, were there moments in the, I guess, last year and a half of it where you were, like, afraid to be yourself online at all? Or was it always, like, the superpower?
I think when you're a small creator, people aren't really, this sounds weird. No one's disagreeing with you. Like, people, you're just getting people saying, like, LOL or, like, haha, whatever. But then as you start to grow, it's weird when people start saying, like, this is, like, you're ugly and stupid. And you're like, fuck. Right. I knew it.
But that's how you know you're making it, is when people start to disagree with you for no reason.
So it makes you kind of have to, it makes you develop a self-talk where you're just like, no, you like this. And you're not going to stop doing this because of Harold Hernandez 143 in Kansas.
Right.
Like, you're not going to, you know. And I feel very lucky. I feel like the majority of people who come across me are kind. And then of course, but the people that are the meanest, I'm going to be honest, are like Midwestern housewives. They are fucking cruel. Mm-hmm. They say they're shit to evil. Me and I'm like, have they been reading my diary? Journal. I'm a grown up. journal. But I feel like you have to decide who you're going to be. And I know a lot of content creators that are really popular, but it is a character. So when people talk shit about them, like when people are trolling them, it doesn't matter because that's the character they created. But I'm me. So when people are like, Teffy is such a fucking idiot, I'm like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. All right. And then there are certain times, too, where, I mean, I'm not as young as you guys. I come from a different generation. My pride is on the fucking floor. I used to tell people how old I was, and they would be like, oh, my God, you're a baby.
Well, in the moment, when we're getting that, it sucks.
You're getting that now.
But I guess, no, it's just, it's annoying to hear that. It
gets in the way, of course.
Oh, I was like this, like a 40-year-old virgin, like the movie posted, like,
right.
Stop.
Well, it's all I'm going to want to hear in a couple of years, but that's, you know, it's annoying now.
Well, so I appreciate also, like, TikTok really, you're exposed to, like, so many, you're exposed to different points of view. Like, the way, that's, like, the internet, I feel like, on Instagram and on different social media platforms, you follow who you follow. And usually it's like-minded people who have similar interests. But on TikTok, you're exposed to fucking everybody. And it's definitely changed the way that I think about things sometimes. Not in terms of, like, am I going to get canceled, but as a human being. Right. You know what I mean? Not like, oh, is this going to perform well? Or versus, oh, that wasn't cool of me. Mm-hmm. Like, but Khloe Kardashian sometimes makes me.
I mean, she makes me go there. The whole family.
Yo, the whole family. But Khloe Kardashian is really, really trying me sometimes. Right. I'm like, I've never seen that woman in my fucking life. Right. You know damn well we don't know who this lady is.
No, you don't know what she looks like. I've never seen her.
And I worry that she doesn't know what she looks like.
She definitely doesn't. But here's my concern. Doesn't know who she's dating either.
What happens with her daughter? Like, seeing her online, seeing her when she's grown up, seeing her on TV, and then being that's not you.
This mixed, you know, army. I mean, I hope that's on the way.
There are two kinds of, like, celebrity children. People, and but both of them know how fucked up it is. You know what I mean? One of them is one that wants to be famous as well, and the other one is like that you don't even fucking hear about. Like,
right.
Do you remember the Osbournes?
Right.
Please say yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Well, it was Kelly and Jack, but they had a whole other sibling the whole time, and she said, "Get the I'm not being involved." Amy, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why do I know that? Well, God bless her. I could be next to her at the supermarket, like I said, and I wouldn't have no idea who she is because
she didn't
exactly. And I feel like I hope that those kids have some sense of reality, you know?
Right.
That this is all bullshit. But they see the bullshit. I'm sure True's going to see her mom on the fucking FaceTime.
And then go in the kitchen and be like, that's not you. Like, that's not who I just saw on your Instagram. Yeah. It's a stranger.
All Okay, so we play this game on this podcast, which you should definitely listen to. It's called Roast It or Toast It, where toast is like clink, clink, we love it, amazing. And roast it, you obviously have to roast whatever the topic is.
Okay.
So we have three topics for this show today. And all three of them, I think, are up your alley. The first being astrology. How do we feel about this as a group?
I can't even imagine my life. Without, why would I want to get to know myself when someone's telling me? I fucking love astrology. It's great. So toasted.
Toasted. Yeah, no, yeah, of course. We can chat about it.
Toasted by Tef.
When did you get into this?
The moment I got into it, I was probably, I don't know, like January 19th, 2010. And I was talking to somebody and they were like, oh, what's the sign of the dude that you like, or the whatever, the dude you're talking to, the dude you think is cute, whatever. One of them, whatever. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I think he's like a Taurus. And she was like, oh, and blah, blah, and went off on these characteristics. I'm like, wait a fucking second. You're fucking telling me you can get to know them without having to fucking talk to them? Sign me the fuck up. And then I was like, I'm a Cancer. And then I got into like moon signs and rising signs, and now I'm into the transits. Mm-hmm. And when I'm like, well, you know, their Mercury is in Gemini, so obviously they're a good communicator. But their midheaven is in Aquarius, so I don't feel that. I feel a little.
I'm nodding like I know exactly what you're saying right now.
I do.
No, she's really. We weren't allowed to launch.
I get it. We weren't allowed Mercury in retrograde.
Why would you do that?
Why would we do that?
Setting yourself up for failure.
Sure, she explained to me. I was all on board.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends signed a lease. What do you think happened?
Do all
she's out. She's out. She's
of course
out of the apartment.
She is.
I try to tell her. She
What's
won't
gonna
listen.
Happen? What's gonna happen?
She Babes. Died. No, I'm just kidding. She's
I feel like it's always Mercury. I feel like it's always Mercury in retrograde.
It is 3 to 4 times a year.
Oh, when Venus is in retrograde,
that shit.
Yeah,
fucked me.
I couldn't
over.
Even.
Can I? I want to sign a new lease in like early May.
You better check the stars.
We'll look.
If
we'll
you
look. We'll look at. We'll look
okay.
at.
Okay. You guys are freaking me out.
What pisses me off is like. That's made up. That's not real. No, but the stock market is. Are right. you buying Dogecoin?
Yeah, none
you're
of it is
little
necessarily
coins
real.
In the made up world. You are. So I fucking, I get so mad. And I'm like, the entire idea, the entire science of astrology is all about energy and communication. It's just learning how to better understand one another. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you don't care about it. But what a great way, like, I always say this, like when people are shy, they get mistaken for rude. Like my sister growing up she's the nicest person in the entire fucking world, but she was really shy. So I think people saw her as like rude, which is crazy. But astrology is a fantastic way to talk about yourself in third person. It's a great icebreaker. And even if these things don't ring true, like Leo, like, center of attention, and someone's reading them and they're like, that doesn't sound like me at all. Well, you're starting to get to know yourself, I guess. Like you're starting to pluck out what doesn't fit for you. Like who's it hurting? Yeah, who's it hurting?
Well, when women like something, it's never allowed. It's never allowed. So, you know, we're out here.
Toast to that.
Toast to it.
No, yeah, absolutely. So it's a toast all around.
I thought it meant like toast, like a toasted bagel. And I love that.
Oh, it can mean that.
I love that.
That's
how
you know
it's good.
Yeah. It's toasted.
Anything carbs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next thing we're going to talk about, it's about to be award show season.
Yes,
I believe the SAG Awards happened last night.
They did.
I only know that because I was looking at Nicholas Braun's Instagram.
Wait, they had great fits last night.
You see, yeah, I didn't track. But, you know, that's not. Do you talk about that stuff on your TikTok as
I
well?
Do,
yeah, you're going to get into
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
You
mainly in styles, but.
Right. Mm-hmm. Roasted or toasted award shows.
Absolutely. Okay. Let me tell you something. I grew up watching Billy Crystal host the fucking Oscars.
Oy.
I was born and molded to love that fucking shit. Are you crazy? Yes. That little man comes on the stage and goes,
a star.
Are you kidding me? I love fucking award shows. Are you kidding? And people talk about like, the year was 2002. I'm watching the VMAs. I go, please, mommy, let me watch the VMAs. She's like, no. Every year, MTV does some wild fuck shit. And she's a mother, so she didn't say fuck shit. She said they do something crazy. And my brother, if I'm 11, what's 11 minus 6?
Five,
duh. I'm testing you. Get it together. And she's like, no, your brother's watching TV and I don't want him to see anything. And I was like, nothing's going to freaking happen. And I turned it on and I saw Britney Spears and Madonna exchange gum. And it was fucking fantastic. And then my brother, he's like, mommy, do girls kiss girls? And he fucking ruined it for me. She turned it off. I had to watch reruns with my fucking finger on last, like a doofus. We all did that. like Jerry Springer too. I know every single thing that ever happened on Jerry Springer. What?
That was funny. That was funny.
But, so award shows for me used to be fucking, and I think everything is like coming full circle. So I think they're gonna come back. You just gotta give them a fucking chance.
Yeah. So you are not a fan of award shows. You have hope right now. You like
I hope
them right now.
Yeah.
You're still watching.
I am still watching.
How do you feel about the Oscars hosts?
Who are they again?
Exactly.
Oh, like this year, did they announce them?
They're all good. Regina King is one.
Love her.
Amy Schumer.
Ew.
Exactly. Like, what is this?
What did she do again?
Amy Schumer and Regina King.
I think she did something.
It's a lot. We get it. You have a vagina.
Right. Exactly. You're a girl. You fuck. You fart. Whatever. But
I will say, though, her joke, the one that fucking kills me that I think about is like, you know how fucked up it is? For you to wear a crop top and people call you brave.
No, you're right.
That's
it's real.
It's a real pain. Have you ever seen somebody post a TikTok and they're like, yeah, I look really pretty today, and all the comments are like, you look so good, like, go girl.
That's,
and it's
I
like, if
play.
She wears really pretty, you know, people would be saying,
have
like,
you seen
fuck
my comments? I attract some of the most unhinged motherfuckers. When someone said, yes girl, finally some volume. Oh my God. Somebody said, yes, girl, casual day. Yeah, of course, because it wasn't a casual day.
You really dressed up and they just had to come for you.
I was
like
wearing
that.
The blazer, whatever, right. Yeah. So
award shows.
Yeah, I like them.
You're
Toasted.
In.
Toasted. Yes, absolutely. It. And there's like, I feel like we're going to get back. People are scared. And I feel people are scared to say something crazy. And I'm like, if you're an asshole, stay home. Right. Let the good people enjoy themselves. Don't give these assholes who are like, ooh, what if I get canceled? What would you get canceled for?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they used to be fun, and I feel like people are now trying to make everything bites for social media, which if you plan it that way, it's not going to fucking happen. Like the sound, when people are like, get the sound bite. I'm not going to get the fucking sound bite. I'm going to talk. What do you want me to say to Charli D'Amelio to get the fucking sound bite? She's 15. I'm 31. I would play her teacher in a movie, not the sister. So I feel like it used to be more like you don't know what's going to happen. And now everything is too planned. MTV, let me host. Let me do it.
You'd be
I
great.
I think you'd be amazing.
I think so too.
Well, I think that might be the future in the next couple of years. Is I to think have so. Social media people, influencers come and host these things.
I mean, you already do red carpets, right?
I do.
Oh,
and the Midwest here in Housewives, let me know how much they fucking hate it.
Oh, God.
Who the fuck invited you? Viacom.
Yeah.
People who
they did
actually want to watch
Viacom.
The show. People
the
who are watching
actually,
it.
Thank you.
Or my favorite thing. I would never wear that. So what are you wearing to the red carpet you got invited to?
Right. What are you going to wear?
What are you going to wear? Oh, my God. They don't have one? In Wisconsin?
Who knew?
Go Badgers. What?
Careful, they're going to call you.
They are.
Coastal elite.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more. Out.
We have one more. Okay, our last one is ghosting in the dating sense.
How do you feel?
I feel like, obviously, it fucking sucks. I just feel like everybody at this point has something traumatic happen to them. Like, it's just ghosting, I think, is very triggering because it's the silent treatment. And it's just like, I'm not even worth a... You know what? I'm going to say something so honest. I say it all
That's
the time,
That's what this
too.
Podcast
Thank
is
you.
For.
Fucking lie to me.
Right.
Fucking lie to me.
Say Tell it's me, you, not me, or whatever, oh, whatever
say,
it is.
I just, oh my God, it's so crazy. I just lost all my limbs. I'm talking to you through my nose. There's no way I have time for a relationship. I have to learn how to write with my chin. I can't do this. Lie to me.
Right.
But it could be so, like when people are breaking up and I'm like, what'd you tell them? And she's like, I told them. I'm in love with his best friend and we're getting married. I'm like, why didn't you fucking lie?
Right.
Not going to be together anyway. Why'd you have to be so fucking cruel? So I feel like ghosting to me is just lack of imagination. And that sucks. Right. It's also like cruel, of course, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like what people, ghosting used to be okay. Because you'd be like, what a dick. It's just that now people ghost and you see their Instagram story and you're like, this motherfucker is in Miami. You know what I mean?
Right. Really. What's your best excuse? Next time you go someone, what are you going to tell them?
I think when I go someone, I've only ghosted like, why give a number? I'm going to lie. I feel like I usually say something like.
You have
I'm
valid excuse
mental
now.
Health. I'm pro mental health. But do I say, do I lie and I say, like, I'm going through a really hard time?
Right.
I'm not in a place. I'm in my rue zone. Can't leave the room. You know?
You're busy now. You're
I'm
good
busy.
Excuse now.
You're booked. I'm busy.
You're but busy.
I'm booked. I'm busy. I still have time.
Right. Right. You have a little time.
Not for you, though. Sorry.
You know? I feel like my thing right now is that I'm really bad. I'm I'm really bad at my phone. I'm really bad at my phone. And it sucks because once my phone, the other day, my screen time was 18 hours. If the blue light is really like poisonous, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to fucking make it. These eyes are going to be sizzling out of my fucking head. But I feel like once I'm done working, I don't want to look at my fucking phone. So I don't answer my friend's text, but they see me uploading an ad in my fucking underwear.
Yeah, you know? We talk about this so
I do
much.
The exact same thing. It's
and
so
it's not
hard.
Fair for people to say, but it is fair. It is fair, you know, for people to say, hey, answer me. I'm like, what could it be? And they're like, my dog died. I'm like, my bad, Chloe, my bad, my
but
bad.
It's also fair for you to clock out. Like, we don't get to clock out of this job. And of course, after spending all day long doing this, you don't want to have to respond to text messages.
Yeah.
So you're ghosting your friends. Okay, counterpoint about romantic ghosting, though.
Right.
Say you go on a date, you on two dates, okay? It's two not dates. That much chemistry. You know, right. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be ghosted or do you want to be broken up with?
Have you ever been in a relationship where like, I can't break up with him. I just wish I could catch him cheating on me or something.
Right.
If you could just if you could just send a fire emoji to some bitch and I'd be like, I knew it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like I usually want to be broken up with. I feel like that's a cowardly thing to say. I want. That's so fucked up, you eat ass.
I'm sorry. Because I'm the opposite. I think that there's such a culture against ghosting right now. And we're talking about it so much more. And people are kind of saying like, oh, yeah, you owe me a message. But it's like, do you really want a message or do you just want an excuse to keep talking?
It's ego. It's like, how could you do this to me?
This person's met you for two collective hours. Do you really need them to write you a text and say why they didn't feel like they want to see you again? Just leave.
I don't know. I'm a Sagittarius. I don't feel like this is even a thing.
Go
like,
you.
I would just
You're
move
so
on.
Scary.
I don't know what that means.
At 15, I started getting profiles dedicated to me. Like I used something called MySpace.
Profiles dedicated to you?
Like your like Instagram is dedicated accounts? To you. No. I mean, like your Instagram. Like, and I feel like everything that we do now is like we feel like we're being heavily measured all the time. And and I wish I could tell people like it's truly not that fucking personal. It's like I was talking to somebody and they were like, if I met you 2 years ago and we were getting along, like we get along really well. And they were like, but 2 years ago, if I met you, I probably would have been like, oh, I'm not ready for this, whatever. It would be about my mindset. I'm like, 2 years ago, if that happened, I would be like, I knew it. I'm not good enough. It would have nothing to do with me.
Right.
So I feel like people take things way too personally. And we romanticize people. We already romanticize people that we see, that we make eye contact with on the fucking subway. I'm like, I love us, you know? And then... So imagine being able to like look at every single photo and see how their Aunt Angela is doing and when they got the puppy and why they only have 4 sweaters and like all these things. Like you romanticize people to a degree where you're like, I could have been happy. No, you weren't, babe.
Right.
No, he farts in public. You don't even know that. He has his mouth open. He holds a fork like this. You don't even know him. So I feel like it's just this ideation that we have about people. And I truly believe that sometimes God will shove somebody out of the way, you know. Right. Last time I didn't listen, he ruined my credit score for a while.
Not the credit score. Girl.
And that takes a long time. That takes a long time.
It takes a while.
Whatever. But I just feel like my mom used to say something and it's not, I don't know if it's PC, but she used to say, you know what? Bullying works. Sometimes bullying works. I look at stuff and I'd be like, I can't believe they made fun of that outfit, what I wore that day. And I look back, I'm like, you look fucking ridiculous. And you never wore it again. So
you learned
bullying works sometimes.
You evolved.
And ghosting sometimes works.
What? And that is why we have this podcast,
exactly,
ladies and gentlemen,
to tell you the truth.
Yeah, bullying does work. Mm-hmm. So it's a roast ghosting,
but not to me though.
Wait, but like in a sense where like
you get it
in
context.
Like the good way, not the bad way. Yeah.
Bullying to me, it did work in some cases.
But don't ruin anybody's credit score.
Yeah. Don't fuck up anybody's life.
I had no reason to wear blue eyeshadow to school, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, it hurts so bad.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I was like, Gwen Stefani, I was like trying to be like fashion faux. You know what? Why the fuck would I even share this with you? I'm going to lie. It was great.
Okay. Great.
Lie, bully, all of it. That's the moral of the story today. Okay. Amazing. All right. Are we good to go?
I mean, yeah, I think I've learned a lot of important lessons.
I think I have too. Good. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Where can everyone find you and what are you doing next?
Today? Tell them. Go on.
At Hello Tuffy on Instagram and TikTok. And do you have anything you want to plug for us?
No.
Okay. Well, just keep being yourself. Thank you. No, okay. We appreciate it.
Love you.
Thanks for coming.
Lilas is what we used to say on AIM. I'll tell you about AIM later.
Lilas.
Okay. Bye. Love you like a sister.
Oh, that's cute.
That's really cute.
Love you like a sister.
Yeah, I love the that.
My pride. Woo. Okay, G2G.
That's what they hired us for.
That's great, Lilas.
I love that. Great. I'm
Let's bring it up.
I'm dead.
Let's bring it back.
What do we say?
I don't say I love you to my friends. I have an issue. Like it's a thing I grew up with.
That I don't relate to.
Yeah.
See, you're brushing your teeth.
I love you so much, but I feel like I say I love you to my friends. Anyone that they love them, and so I don't ever know if they're like being honest.
I just don't like to physically like touch my friends or cuddle or anything.
Okay, that makes sense.
I say I love you and I nosy them goodbye.
Bad Vibes is a Betches Media production. The podcast is produced and edited by Sean Kilby. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to leave us a voicemail at 212-287-5244 or send your emails to badvibes@betches.com.
Betches.